Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. St. Peter Congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this first Sunday after the Epiphany. We will consider two different liturgical dates this morning. Yesterday, January 6th, many churches celebrated the Epiphany of our Lord, the day on which we observe the visit of the Magi, or wise men, who came from the East. This was the first revelation of the Christ child to the Gentiles. Matthew gives few details of who they were, where specifically they came from, or how many there were. Myths and traditions have arisen over the centuries regarding how many came, picturing their visit as having been to the stable in which Jesus was born, and even providing names of three men who supposedly each brought one of the three gifts. Neither Scripture nor other historical sources confirm anything more than Matthew tells us. What is important is that God revealed the Savior to the world, not just to the descendants of Abraham. Following St. Matthew's narrative, we hear, "As with gladness, men of old," which takes us far beyond the visit of the wise men to our present life of faith and beyond to our eternal life in heaven.
A reading from the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
So was gracious the very
as the first Sunday after the Epiphany, we observe the baptism of our Lord. Its importance is shown by its inclusion in all four of the Gospels. This year's reading comes from St. Mark 1, 4-11. A detail added in St. Matthew's account tells the reason Jesus gives when he requests baptism by John. "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." All four of the Gospel accounts tell of the presence of the Holy Spirit and of the Father after Jesus was baptized, with the proclamation that he was indeed the Son of God.
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased."
In the epistle reading for today, St. Paul explains that we are buried with Christ through baptism, and as he was raised, we will also be raised from the dead. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, Peter says, "Baptism now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." We can celebrate the gifts of forgiveness, faith, and eternal life in the hymn, "God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, I Am Baptized into Christ."
A reading from the sixth chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome. "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus."
Yes, as being baptized into Christ, we are a child of paradise. We thank you for inviting us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. If you have any questions or would like more information regarding the services or activities offered at St. Peter Lutheran, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. If you would like information regarding the school, please contact Principal Rhonda Reimers at 574-896-5933. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you always seek the Lord throughout your life.